Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church. A few weeks ago, we had Ascension Sunday, then Pentecost Sunday, and last Sunday was Trinity Sunday. Today is the first Sunday of June, the first Sunday of post-pandemic protocols, the first Sunday of our summer months. So it is good to welcome you. Although I did look better with a mask on, I have been told. As we worship here in the sanctuary, we continue to broadcast the previous Sunday service on 96.1 WMTR at 8:30 each Sunday, and we continue to live stream our 10:30 service for people to connect in our time of worship. Looking at the schedule of the week, please be aware that a memorial service in memory of Willie Buer will be held on Saturday, this next Saturday, June 12th. The memorial service will be held here in the sanctuary beginning at noon. That will follow a time of visitation from 10 a.m. until noon. That visitation will happen in the parish hall. Both the time of visitation and the memorial service are open to all. The Connections class, which meets in the chapel on Sunday mornings at 9:15, will be studying a series on the Gospel of Mark that will begin next Sunday, and they invite any and all to join them. Each lesson will feature a 5 to 15 minute featuring the teaching of Francis Chan, and then the class will work through a discussion guide for each lesson. Here is a video intro to that study.
Mark chapter 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" I am standing in the Jordan River right now. This is where John the Baptist was baptizing people and preparing them, giving them a baptism of repentance, saying, "Do you understand who's about to come? Look, this is not just another human being that's going to show up." He really understood his unworthiness. And as I stared at that and I thought about this and the series we're doing, do you recognize how holy this is? I've been wrestling with this, thinking, God, who am I to even speak about God becoming flesh? And I can only imagine as he's coming, like, what do you do? What would it feel like to stand in front of your creator? These are holy, holy, holy things. Man, it is so, so sad. If you have lost the fascination of Almighty God emptying himself and taking the form of a man, God, I pray that as we pursue and we read this book together and we journey through the life of your Son, God, that we treat this as sacred, as holy, 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 like no other news on the earth, God. Change our hearts. Help us to see that everything else is so ridiculous compared to this one great truth of you becoming man, dying on a cross for all of our sins, rising from the dead. God, teach us how to marvel again. Teach us to be fascinated with the good news of Jesus Christ.
That 11-week study begins next Sunday in the chapel with a Connections class if you want to join them. Moving from next Sunday to about mid-July, July 18th through 22nd, is Vacation Bible School. And to share a little bit more is Bree Krukowski.
Good morning. So when Keisha and I purchased our kit shortly after completing our last VBS in 2019, like many of you, we never expected to postpone for a year. So we are happy to report that we're ready to launch VBS in full gear, and we're going to share a little bit about To Mars and Beyond with you. So we're going to be exploring where God's power can take us with our space theme adventure July 18th through the 22nd. So if you haven't seen our bulletin board out front, on there is opportunities for volunteer sign up. We have registration forms, which can be completed either on paper or online. And then hopefully next Sunday, we have sign up sheets for supplies that we'll be needing for the week. And in closing, we'd like to leave you with a short little clip of our theme, To Mars and Beyond.
Everybody in the place, we're going to outer space.
Mars and beyond.
This is Mission Commander. Voyagers, come take a ride.
Come to Mars and beyond.
I don't know if you caught what Bree said, but she and Keisha ordered that material in the first 2 weeks after VBS 2019. And they passed out all of the leader materials last year in preparation for, and all I have to do is find my copies of the Bible Center because I have no clue where I put them in the last year. But VBS is coming up. As we turn to our worship of God this day, I pray that this service of congregational worship will offer glory and praise to the Lord our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and shower us all with the peace and joy of knowing Jesus as Lord and Savior. Psalm 138 has been described as a royal song of praise of God's salvation from threatening enemies. The first three verses offer praise for God's faithful love shown in answers to prayers lifted up to him. So Psalm 138, verses 1 through 3. I will praise you, O Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your love and your faithfulness. For you have exalted above all things your name and your word. When I called, you answered me. You made me bold and stout-hearted. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you. We thank you for you, and we thank you for your word. And we come into this time to praise your mighty and powerful name. And Lord, I pray for hearts that are bold and stout-hearted. In our time of worship, in our time of faithfulness to you, Lord, may the praise that we offer, may that just shower blessings upon you and upon your people. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Let us rise as we're able for our hymn of praise and adoration. May Jesus Christ be praised. For those who are using the hymnal, it's number 87, and we'll sing verses 1, 3, 4, and 6.
Let us share together in a unison prayer of confession. Great and ever-present God, whose mercy is an unexpected miracle, in Jesus Christ you offer your presence at all times and in all places and conditions. Yet we confess that so often we do not recognize you and your work that is in everything. Forgive us for the many ways we fail you. Teach us how to forgive and accept each other. Fill us with new life and renewed hope that you promise us all in the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
We're able to make our prayers of confession knowing that God is faithful and his word is true. Let's sing number 350, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
Oh,
Please be seated.
I invite children to come forward for a children's message. They're coming. All right, good morning. I have two bags of dirt, okay? You held them so well at 8 o'clock. Since you've come back, I'm going to give you the different soil, okay? You held that one this morning, right? So now you get that one. All right. Today we're talking about a lesson from Mark chapter 4. It is known as the parable of the sower, although some like to call it the parable of the soils. And it is a lesson that Jesus gave about sowing seeds. And the seeds fell on four different types of soil, or four different locations. Now, I want to assure you, I know that there are four soils. I only have two bags of soil, okay? What Ethan is holding up is known as Henry County clay, okay? It is hard, it's chunky, it's brittle, and at least in my corn garden, it doesn't grow real well. Okay, and it's that kind of clay that when August comes and the ground dries out, you can have cracks in your backyard this big so you could lose your shoe. That's Henry County clay. It's hard to grow now. The farmers that use that soil, that big equipment and the fertilizer they add helps things grow, but not so much in my backyard. So a number of years ago, for our garden, can I have this back here, Ian? I dug up some soil that we brought in. This is known as topsoil, and it's nice and black, and every fall we put leaves on it, and occasionally we mix compost in it, and it becomes rich soil. Now, unfortunately, we turned the air conditioning on in the sanctuary this morning. Because when I got these bags of dirt last night and I put them in my truck overnight, when I pulled them out this morning, the Henry County clay was dry and hard. But this bag of topsoil and compost, the bag was all filled with condensation, okay? Because it's so cool in here, that condensation is not showing up. But what it means is this soil is good soil, it's rich, and it's ready to grow our peas and our beets and tomatoes and peppers and whatever else we have planted. Good soil, not so good soil. They both will grow, but this soil, it doesn't just grow real well. Well, Jesus is talking about the soil in terms of us, that we are soil. And that when God sows his word, which is the Bible, when he sows that word into our hearts, we don't want to be bad soil or not so good soil. We want to be rich soil. It means that we have love and we have grace and we have a desire to know the word. So the story from scripture that Jesus is talking about is good soil. And as a church, as family, as parents, we are trying to have your hearts be good soil, filled with God's love and grace. Let's pray. Lord, what a blessing it is to have these children before us this morning as family, as congregation. Lord, may we continue to teach them so that they might be good soil, their hearts might be open to your word. In Christ we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up this morning. You did very well again. Thank you. Bye-bye. Lala. Lala. Can you make it down? Yep. On the concern list on the back of your bulletin, continue to pray for Jay Purcell's father, Rich. He continues to be hospitalized. There had been some improvement earlier on, but he's had a very tough week, so please be praying for them. Bryce Winsler continues in rehab, and the good news is all entrances at the hospital are open, so I hope to go down and visit with Bryce and Brent and Elaine on Tuesday or Wednesday. Ruth and Nelson are coming along. You just saw Finn Yoder up here. The MRI in 3 to 6 weeks is actually going to be in maybe 9 or 10. So in mid-August will be the second MRI, and they're just working on some medications now. So please be praying for Finn. And you can see that Tracy Warren's radiation treatments, 45 days worth, actually began on the 3rd. I would add to our list Gary Beck, the son of Bud and Tootie. Gary, the cancer that he has battled for a number of years has returned, and he is in a great deal of pain and going through other tests and appointments. So we can be praying not only for Gary, but for his parents, Bud and Tootie. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, in this time of worship, how good it is to be reminded of the good soil. Soil that is rich in your love, soil that is rich in your grace. A soil that comes to those who have heard and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And Lord, we come into this time of worship to praise you for that precious gift of Jesus Christ our Lord. And Lord, we pray that through his presence and the presence of the Spirit, our hearts would continue to be fertilized with a deepening appreciation of the truth of God's word, of your word. Lord, help us not to be settling for what we've learned in the past, but always have a desire to learn more. And as we learn more from your scripture, as we share in the love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Lord, that brightens our days and lifts our spirits in this time of worship, that we truly honor you and we give you our thanks for all that you provide, spiritually and physically, safety in this world and safety in the world to come. So Lord, stir up within us, within our hearts, that good soil, those nutrients, that seeds can be sown and a fruitful harvest will come that will be multiplied in a land that is thirsty for your truth and your grace, for people that have questions, that have doubts, that have pushed you away and pushed you aside. Lord, use us as those vehicles, as those channels to share your love and your grace. We thank you for the power of your word and pray that the lesson this morning would continue to enrich our faithfulness to you. Lord, as a congregation, we are thankful for this time of worship. Lord, as a congregation, we lift up to you our concerns this day. Lord, we continue to pray for Rich Purcell, for Jay, and the rest of the family. We pray for his healing. We pray for their peace. Lord, we pray for a spirit of perseverance and healing for Bryce. Lord, we continue to lift up to you Ruth and Nelson from the staff at Kajado Children's Home. And not only do we pray for them, we pray for the rest of the staff that are continuing to sow seeds within fertile hearts there at the home. Lord, we pray for Finn and for Eric and Anna as they continue to go through this time of headaches. Lord, we pray for a lessening. We pray for a complete healing. But Lord, also we pray for their patience and perseverance. And Lord, as Tracy Warren has begun his radiation treatments, we pray that any side effects will be minimal, and we pray for a successful end to those treatments and the ridding of cancer from his body. Lord, we commend Gary Beck into your hands. Lord, he knows you very well, and you know him. Lord, we know that in some way that you are using this time to build up his strength and his faith in you. And Lord, we pray that you can remove the pain that he is feeling. We pray for the treatments. We pray for the medications. But Lord, we pray for peace in his heart. We pray for the peace and the grace of Bud and Tootie as they love and care for their son. Lord, for our own concerns, we give them to you now. Lord, may that be a ringtone of a reminder of a call from you, that you are always ready to listen to us. And so as we pray the prayer of our Lord, hear us together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.